Welcome to the Afterspin, opinions from thought leaders in our state. I want to ask John Hood and Rob Schofield. Superintendent of Public Instruction Mark Johnson has announced he's undergoing a review of the Common Core Math and Language Arts standards, as well as U.S. history requirements. He wants the State Board of Education to remove any and all use of Common Core. Is this just a strategy for his campaign to run for lieutenant governor, or is it a legitimate undertaking, John?
There are many people that never liked Common Core, that are continue to be upset about it. And for them, this is a substantive issue, and it's not inappropriate. If that's your belief and you're the state superintendent of public instruction, you get to say so. It is also the case that I think it's a big part of his political messaging for his lieutenant governor campaign. So both can be true at the same time.
Yeah, so it's not an either or.
Right.
Rob, your take.
Yeah, I agree with John, actually. I think there are a lot of people, both right and left, who might have some problems with Common Core, think that maybe that wasn't the path to go. But if he was really serious about this, why didn't he do it when he got elected superintendent instead of just a few weeks or even right at the same time we've started voting for a lieutenant governor? He's trying to increase his name recognition when you can send out a text message and email to a million people or more than a million people.
I was going to ask you about, he sent out a text message to 500,000 teachers and parents.
And emails to another 800,000.
Well, there are people who are questioning the ethics of that, John.
Is dozens of people.
Yeah, I understand the concern about that. That is not the first time a public official in North Carolina has used this kind of information to send out directly voters, and it will not be the last. We need to have some kind of policy. I don't think policy currently really covers this. I know there's been some complaints. Some of them are legitimate. I think some of them are themselves political stunts because other people want him to lose. But I think that there is, as public officials, all kinds of departments, state departments, cities, counties, as they start to gather not just email addresses, which have already been available, but text, right. For, you know, phone numbers, because lots of public services now, there are people who give their phone numbers, they ask to be texted when things happen. Well, now who's got all that information and how does that get used when election time comes around? If you're an incumbent, this is a little bit like the franking privilege years ago in Congress.
Yeah.
If you're an incumbent and you can use public dollars to talk to voters as a certain former attorney general who became governor did, that can be a political problem if you're trying to be fair to challengers who don't have access to that information. I think we need to do something
Rob,
about
it. Is there
it.
Any appetite that you see to change this?
To change Common Core?
No,
to change with John.
To
yeah,
change
there
what
is for Common Core.
Yeah, okay,
I don't know. I think that's possible. It certainly would make sense. I think if we have more incidents like this, it's going to build up pressure to do something about it. But there's also just an element of common sense. And I think everybody can pretty much well acknowledge that in this case, Johnson stepped over the line.
Back to the common theme, core. Common Core.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Is it right to do away with it? I mean, this Common Core math, I got to tell you, if you look at your children's math today, you can't do it.
The education policy expert Diane Ravitch wrote a great column in Newsweek this past week in which she attacked both Democrats and Republicans, what she called disruptors, people who are bringing to the education system a disruptive plans like No Child Left Behind and Race to the Top and Common Core, instead of just focusing on the things we know that work, things like actually funding schools adequately, actually paying teachers adequately, having school nurses taking care of children's health needs. Those are the kinds of things we ought to be doing, basic protection and support of public education rather than these disruptive schemes that are going to fix things on the cheap. I think Common Core may be another one of those that goes that way.
Go back to the flashcards for the multiplication tables. Is that what we're talking about,
well,
John?
Well, I don't think that those were abandoned just yet. But actually, if we're talking about curriculum changes, the most important thing would be for North Carolina to fully embrace and apply real science-based reading instruction. Phonics-based reading instruction. And that is actually the way our state is going. We're better off than some states in reading technology and reading instruction practice, but not all our teachers have been trained that way. That would be more important, in my view, than messing with the Common Core standards at this point.
Yeah. See, Dick, run.
Well, actually, the picture book is the problem, Tom. We need to get out of the picture book
well,
business.
Well, I tell you what, there are a lot of us that learn to read with the Dick and Jane series. I've got a copy of all of them in my library. Well, thank you for watching the Afterspin. We'll have more video all during the week on ncspin.com.